That from Senate Majority Leader John Thune telling MSNBC he has offered Democrats a vote on extending Obamacare subsidies, but he continues to insist that the government must be reopened before those conversations can happen. As immigration raids continue, some police departments are taking money to partner with ICE, but not in Dallas.
We were offered $25 million to be a part of 287G,
says Dallas Police Chief Daniel Como.
And we said absolutely no. Turned it down.
184 agencies in Texas and the state DPS itself have said yes.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Chicago, immigration agents have demanded passports and visas from legal residents as proof of identity. President Trump says he's considering ground strikes in Venezuela to take out drug cartels. It was pneumonia that claimed Diane Keaton at age 79, reports People magazine. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. A bill establishing penalties for sextortion in Wisconsin is ready to be signed into law. The measure, named after 15-year-old sextortion victim Brandon Bone, makes it a standalone crime in the state. Braden took his own life earlier this year when confronted by a threat of sextortion. Debate grew heated at the Assembly Tuesday over a Democratic amendment that would have pressured Wisconsin's congressional delegation to demand release of the Epstein files. The amendment to an unrelated bill regarding criminal prosecutions was ruled not germane, and the measure passed with only Republican votes. And at least two Wisconsin airports won't be showing a video blaming Democrats for travel delays. That video features Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem claiming that Democrats in Congress are responsible for the government shutdown and that any delays at TSA checkpoints are their fault. Tad Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, partly sunny and warm from mid-October, highs in the mid-70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
Here is Brian Adams on Max FM.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody.
Oh, most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
To the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Killian, Emily, and Dave. 8:09 on Thursday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, a chance of showers. It will be cloudy, a high of 64. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers with a partly cloudy evening, a low of 56. Tomorrow, beautiful, partly sunny, a high of 77. On Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a low of 57. Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances, mostly sunny, a high of 72. On Saturday night, we see a return of showers and thunderstorms, and that'll continue throughout Saturday evening with a low of 44. Into Sunday morning, a chance of showers, mostly sunny, a high of 58. Currently 51 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, there's 50 minutes left on our flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate towards food items at the Green Vine. That certificate is just $12.50 till 9 a.m. No code required. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for that to get to you. The Green Vine offers fresh made-to-order smoothies, teas, specialty drinks, wraps, salads, hand-dipped ice cream using real ingredients with plenty of gluten-free and dairy-free options. They're located right here in the heart of downtown Baraboo. They're your go-to spot for feel-good drinks and food to feel your day. This $25 certificate towards food items in the store, including smoothies, salads, sandwiches, ice creams, and wraps. Again, half off that $25 certificate to the Green Vine, just $12.50 till 9 a.m. for our flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Killian, as we look into the Third Avenue side of things, there's quite a bit of activity still happening over in front of our studios.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Everyone's working hard. There's a huge crane up there. Some people are on it. No, thank you. I would not want to do that.
No. 300 feet is the height of that crane, in case any of our listeners are curious. No, Killian and I did not go talk to the crane operators, but we do know that from last week. And there's numerous people out in the street, equipment, trailers. Please avoid Third Avenue if you can in the 100 block until they have completed that work. Now, Emily, it is our favorite time of year.
It is. It's Halloween time.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a great time of year. And now, if you're hoping to pluck a few peanut butter cups from your kid's Halloween haul, you've got pretty good odds of finding some in there. The sports betting site Action Network crunched the numbers to find the odds of each type of candy leading into your kid's Halloween bucket, Emily.
This is really funny that we're doing odds on things from the sports betting site to find Halloween candy.
Right.
Just saying, you know what? It's just math. Just apply it. However, it's fine. But yeah, that's kind of funny. Thanks, Action Network. No, we don't work for Action Network or do anything to support, sponsor, or be part of Action Network. But thanks, Action Network.
Sports betting.
We're not involved in sports betting. We're just reporting the news, folks. So Action Network did take stats from Instacart, DoorDash, and other candy sellers. They also looked at things like population density to figure out how many houses the average trick-or-treater will hit. So here's what they found. 10 popular Halloween candies, and they also found the odds of getting at least one of them on Halloween night. So we're going to go through the 1 to 10. These are the odds on favorites.
Odds on favorites. We're going to work our way from number 10 to number 1. So start with Killian. What's number 10 on the most likely items to find in your Halloween bucket this year?
Number 10 is gummy bears at a 33% chance.
Like loose gummy bears, like that's nasty. Like you need to have them in a package.
Well, they put them in those small snack packages, but they're gummy bears.
I just wanted to create something visual and gross to think about. Well, gummy bears, 33%. All right.
Number 9 is Twix at 33%. I would have expected that to be higher because, you know, Twix bars are oh so good. What's number 8, Emily?
I'm a fan. Milky Way. 45%.
Wait, did I hear you go, you don't like Milky Way?
No, I don't like the unknown nougat situation that's inside that. That's just, no.
Killian?
I'm good. You know, I don't like rich sweets so much, you know, so Twix is good because it's crunchy and I take a few bites of it. Now, Milky Way has too much stuff inside that I don't know what it is and it's so sweet. I can't do it. Nope. Not even as a kid, I didn't like Milky Way.
Wow. Killian, your thoughts on Milky Way?
I just can't even recall having a Milky Way ever.
What?
What?
I'm trying to think. And I just
all right, that's it. Send them out to the store. Go get a Milky Way. Come back. Report. Just kidding.
Killian, your homework for this weekend is eat a Milky Way bar.
What a sweet job you have. Your homework is to eat candy bars.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be condoned by your parental units, but yeah, I want you to try Milky Way over the weekend. Let us know what you think on Monday, because now I'm curious. Or bring it with you and we'll eat them on air. So I don't have any Milky Ways in my office. So what's number?
You have to take sides between me and Dave. That's kind of part of the deal with the internship. You gotta.
Well, I never gave my opinion on Milky Ways. So
wait. You do? Okay. All right. Well, maybe that's for later.
Yeah.
Text us in. Do you like Milky Way or not? Yeah, do you like Emily or Dave? Just kidding. That's not what this is about.
No, it's not.
It's not about Emily and Dave.
We all right, we're talking everyone. About the 10 popular Halloween candies and the odds of getting them. What's number 7, Killian?
It'd be a Hershey's milk chocolate bar, and that's at 50%.
I would expect that to be higher, but I'm sure number 1, 2, 3, and 4 are why. Number 6, Sour Patch Kids at 55%. So that is interesting that it's that high. Yeah. Now, we're again talking about the 10 popular Halloween candies and the odds of getting them. Emily, what's number 5? And there's some interesting stats on that.
Yeah, so the good old-fashioned Snickers bar, everybody, woo-hoo, coming in at 58%. Well, when we get through the rest of the 5 through 1, you will see that there's a similarity between the 5.
Now, the Snickers bar, they didn't specify if it's the original, the almond, or the new pecan Snickers bar. So we're just going with the generic Snickers bar. So, yeah. Killian, number 4 on the top 10 popular Halloween candies.
Number 4 is Kit Kats at 60%.
Okay, now that one doesn't surprise me, so neither does anything in the top 5. Number 3 on the top 10 popular Halloween candies, regular M&Ms at 62%. And Emily, what is number 2 on our list?
Peanut M&Ms, woohoo, 65%. Big thumbs up on that.
Yes, oh, yeah, indeed. All right. Killian, you get to announce the number 1 most popular Halloween candy and your chance of getting them in your Halloween bucket this year. And it is...
I feel like it's pretty obvious, but it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with a 67% chance of getting some.
That is... Yeah, I would agree. I figured that was pretty obvious. And you know what? I would guess maybe 90% or even 95%. But if your kid doesn't get at least one peanut butter cup in Halloween... Somehow Halloween has failed those kids. Now, they looked at 3 more things your kids might not enjoy getting. There's a 2% chance they'll get a toothbrush, and I'm not going to make any smart comments on that. A 4% they'll get a box of raisins. Yuck. And a 23% chance of finding some candy corn in the bag. Now, Emily, talk about the kids in Mississippi and so forth.
All right. So the kids in Mississippi are the most likely to end up with candy corn. Weird. At a 46% chance. All right. And then in Nebraska, 45% chance for candy corn. Hawaii is at the bottom of the list at just 11%. And then Florida at 15%. Weird. I really want to know more about why that is. I don't understand.
Right. And that is definitely interesting. So now, Emily, what is your favorite candy?
Probably peanut M&Ms. I mean, if I just see, like, if I have a craving for just, like, straight-up candy, that's the one I would go to. Yeah, peanut M&Ms. Good old-fashioned, just peanut M&Ms in the yellow bag.
All right, Killian, favorite candy.
Well, my favorite candy's not even on here. I like Twizzlers.
Ooh. You know? Nice! And that's the thing. Nice. I was shocked not to see Twizzlers on the list. That one surprised me as well. And mine is not on the list either, and that is dark chocolate. You know,
oh, like, yeah, that's a go-to for sure. I don't even consider that hardly candy. That's like, well, it's almost nutritious.
Well, there's Hershey's milk chocolate bar on here, too. And I would rather get, like, candy corn than that.
Oh! Wow!
Yes, and on the chocolate.
Whoa!
He likes the fruity stuff, the fake sugar fruity stuff.
So right, you like candy corn?
Well, I wouldn't say I like it. I just would like it better than just a Hershey's bar. It's just not that good.
All right. Listeners, we want to know your opinion on this one. Killian's just opened it up. He would prefer candy corn over Hershey's milk chocolate bars. We want to know our listeners' thoughts on that one. Text and let us know. 608-355-9970 or text via the free Civic Media app. Would you rather have a Hershey's milk chocolate bar or gross candy corn? Emily?
Steve, you can't, like, you're doing a survey. You don't get to like just stick in your personal opinion real quick there.
Yeah.
Or gross candy corn.
Well, okay. If I had my choice, it would be the milk chocolate. I'm just saying my choice would be milk chocolate over candy corn. But quite honestly, I'm agreeing with Killian on the fact I'm surprised Twizzlers are not on this list because those are really good. Now, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups don't surprise me one bit. I mean, that one's not a surprise, but I mean, I think it's interesting. And then there was gummy bears in there, too, which that one surprised me a little bit as well. And so, you know, I'll be curious what our listeners have to say. Again, text us and let us know, 608-355-9970. And let us know, would you prefer the Hershey's milk chocolate or the candy corn? We'll touch base on this at 840. We already have two texters in that have texted in their opinions this morning. And we'll see what they all have to say. We'll see where Killian stands in his thoughts of candy corn versus Hershey milk chocolate. That one shocked me so much that we're doing an informal survey this morning. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 840. We'll celebrate some calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Emily, Killian, and David, 821 on your Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Bourbon State Bank. Banking better together coming up. We are going to have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza Ranch at Baraboo. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Fall Art Tour. This will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 17th through the 19th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. This self-guided driving tour will take you to the private studios of fine artists all around the Baraboo, Spring Green, Dodgeville, and Mineral Point areas. These artists and craftsmen include painters, sculptors, potters, weavers, jewelers, goldsmiths, glass artists, woodworkers, quilters, and more. Excellent maps and signs will guide you through the countryside at the height of the fall season. As you meet and talk with the artists, watch them demonstrate their work and see artworks being created. There'll also be a wide variety of artwork available for purchase at every price range. Again, this is going to be happening Friday through Sunday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th from 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Find all the details and get that map by going to fallarttour.com. And on Saturday, October 18th, Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Halloween Mystery Candlelight Hike. Hike along an easy one-mile torchlit trail and discover clues to help solve the mystery of who the special guest is, and then meet them at the end. When you're not on the trail, you can enjoy hot chocolate and goodies around a roaring campfire. It's a free event, but a state park sticker is required. This will be happening on Saturday, October 18th, and it starts at 6 p.m. And on Wednesday, October 22nd, there's going to be a crime and safety meeting. This will be held at 6:30 at Relly's Tray Bistro and Speakeasy, hosted by Amber Giddings. Opportunity to discuss business and crime, as well as safety issues in the city of Baraboo. It's a chance to get citizens engaged to talk about the police department and build positive community relations. Again, this will be held at 6:30. That's at 106 4th Avenue in Baraboo on October 22nd. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Emily, Dave, and Killian. It is 8:27 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Now we're talking about survey of Halloween candy and what kids are going to find in their bucket. And Killian said this morning, to all of our surprise, he would rather have candy corn over Hershey's milk chocolate bars. So we want to know what our listeners think. Do you agree with Killian or do you disagree with Killian? Do you prefer candy corn or the Hershey milk chocolate? We'll talk about that at 8:40, Killian. I mean, our text line's starting to light up here a little bit, Killian. You've created a little bit of controversy this morning.
That wasn't my intention, but...
Good job. Intern Killian is lighting up the text line this morning. So we want to know, do you think Killian's right or do you think Killian's wrong? And one of your parents has already texted in as well this morning. So yeah, this is priceless. And so we want to see what our listeners think. Text 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Would you prefer candy corn or Hershey's milk chocolate? Those are your choices. Text us and let us know. Now, as a reminder, flash sale at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local, save big, half off that $25 certificate to the Green Vine. Till 9 a.m., just $12.50. No code required. Shop local, save big at maxfmbigdeals.com. And Killian, we're talking a little bit of Brewers since we have our sports expert in studio with us here this morning. And so the Brewers are playing in Los Angeles tonight, right?
Correct.
And so, as you and I have been talking a little bit off air, how did the Brewers fare against LA earlier this season?
They were essentially a dominant against LA early in the regular season, but since then we got games 1 and 2. The Dodgers have just been dominant. They've essentially shut down Milwaukee's offense entirely.
And so yeah, the Milwaukee offense has had zero basically liveliness in this series. So they're playing in Los Angeles tonight. Now, you and I have been talking a little bit off air about what our predictions are for tonight and what has to happen. Now, what do you feel has to happen tonight? What are your predictions, Kelly, and with the Brewers?
Well, obviously, this just has to be a win. I think if you get the Dodgers starters early and force them to work deep counts, so if you can make pitchers throw extra pitches in the first few innings, you tax their arms, it's going to shorten their outings. And I think that's going to be key for Milwaukee to get in and get a win here in LA, because you just have to take this one.
So, yeah, that's the thing you and I have been talking about this morning. The Brewers have to win tonight, and we're not trying to be pessimistic, but it's a best-of-7 series. And so we're on game 3 tonight. And so if the Brewers lose, what does that mean, Killian?
I mean, if the Brewers lose, they're down 3-0, and then they have to win 4 straight. And that is, well, I want to just to say, unlikely.
Yeah, the odds are not with them to win 4 straight games. So I feel the Brewers have to win tonight. You're in the same boat as me, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so that is the where we feel right now. The Brewers have to win. It's a must-win tonight for the Brewers. I was saying that when I started the morning show this morning a little after 6, and I had someone say, I can't believe you're saying the Brewers have to win. There's a reason we're saying the Brewers have to win tonight, Killian.
They absolutely do. Yeah.
What do the Brewers have to do tonight to win, do you think, besides having the higher pitch count for the pitchers? Is there anything else you see that they have to do? Is that the primary focus going into tonight's game?
They simply also have to improve plate discipline and avoid chasing junk. I mean, you can just tell during the last few innings of last game that it's just they're chasing, they're swinging at everything, and it's like you gotta be disciplined in these situations.
And that's a good point. I never even thought about that until you just mentioned it. They were chasing a lot of stuff, especially in that game Tuesday night. And I get they want to come out swinging in that first inning, but if you're chasing junk, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, because then that puts you in like an 0-2 or 1-2 count. And it's like and at that point, it's like, come on, we just got to be disciplined. You got to have a good eye here and come out with a win tonight.
So your thoughts are the Brewers come out in that first couple innings and not swing as much and get the pitch coming
out. Yeah, and get the pitch out. Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. And I think we take this one in L.A.
All right, so there you go. That is our sports expert intern, Killian, there. And then we'll see how the Brewers fare tomorrow morning. Killian, I'll ask you to text me and let me know your thoughts on the Brewers game when you do our sports report for our local sports tomorrow, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Appreciate you, bud. All right, the morning show is brought to you by Bourbon State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our local sports report with Killian and weather on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit CellPlus.com for details.
That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Hey folks, Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, and it's time to rake in the savings. This week, certified Angus beef, boneless sirloin tip roast, $5.99 a pound. Certified Angus beef, T-bone steaks, $10.99 a pound. And family pack, bone-in pork loin chops, just $1.99 a pound. Locally grown pumpkins, any size, any color, just $5 each. Don't forget to cheer on Baraboo football at the Spirit Pump. Every gallon helps. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street. Precious items, friendly service, familiar faces.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. There's not much going on today, but Will Scanlon and Mallory Olson will be heading off to state today for Baraboo girls tennis. And if they do well, they will be competing again tomorrow. We will talk about the upcoming football games tomorrow as well for games happening in this area. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, partly sunny and warm from mid-October, highs in the mid-70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Don't be shy, because you will not.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. It is going on 8:39 on your Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, we're asking our listeners, would you prefer candy corn over Hershey milk chocolate? Killian just astounded us with the statement of he would eat candy corn before Hershey's milk chocolate. We want to know our listeners' input on that. Text us and let us know. 608-355-9970 or text in via the free Civic Media app. After calendar days, we will discuss what everyone had to say about that. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. We do have a chance of showers. Cloudy, a high of 64. Tonight, a slight chance of showers. It will be partly cloudy with a low of 56. On Friday, partly sunny, a high of 77. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a low of 57. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms are possible later in the afternoon. Mostly sunny, a high of 72. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers to start the day. Mostly sunny with a high of 58. Currently is 51 degrees and cloudy outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. And as a reminder, we have our flash sale happening over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, half off that $25 certificate towards food items to the Green Vine. $12.50 till 9 a.m. No code required. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Killian, the other thing we need to remind people about is what's happening on 3rd Avenue here in the 100 block.
Yeah, they got a huge crane out there. They're setting up a cell tower, is it?
Yep. Yeah.
And it's so interesting to watch because there's a ton of people out there working hard, and it's high up there. There's some heights involved, and that's not my thing.
I am right there with you. There is no way that I would want to be in that crane. That is 300 feet tall for anyone that is curious. But if you're in the downtown area, avoid the 100 block 3rd Avenue. Let those folks do their work. Emily, Killian's as easily distracted as you and I are.
I know, it sounds like it. But, you know, cranes are really interesting to watch. I mean, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of heights either. I'd rather be up on a crane than on a ladder. But at the same time, they can do that. You guys are very easily distracted.
We are. I mean, there's no two ways about it. I mean, oh, look at that big bird flying up by the crane now, too. And see, that's how easily distracted. Ooh, I wonder, is that an eagle, Killian? Oh, that looks like it might be an eagle flying over by
that
the crane.
That would be crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, big bird. I think it's an eagle.
Yeah, it might
be. Eagles are out. I drove a little bit north of the Dells yesterday, and we saw two eagles fly right in front of our car. And then we turned around and came back after doing some showings, and there was two. I don't know if that was the same eagles or not. I don't know, but they were just standing in a field together, and they're big. I mean,
they are.
Like, they look like they're like 3 feet tall. I mean, they're serious birds. They're not to be messed with.
No, they're not. I believe that to be an eagle, Killian, based on what I'm looking at from the beak and the feet. Not close enough to guarantee that, but it sure looks like it. Again, we're easily distracted. Sorry.
Get you guys back on track here. It is calendar days here for October 16th. There's a lot of really, really good ones. I just want to say right now, happy National Bosses Day. Dave Grant's one of the coolest bosses in the whole world. I mean, we're pretty much equals, but technically he is my supervisor, so I really do appreciate him. He is the nicest, kindest, and most encouraging human and boss out there. So happy Bosses Day, Dave Grant.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. I always try to avoid the Bosses Day thing because we do have such a great team here, and I just appreciate each and every one of you that I get the opportunity to work with. And this really is a team, and I love each and every one of you. I can't speak highly enough of it. I just thank you, Emily. And yeah, just I love working with you guys. I love doing what I get to do and getting to be on the radio as well. So thank you. Killian, what do you see?
I see World Spine Day. So just take a moment and give it up for your spine because it's working hard for you.
Oh. I like the way that you expressed that. That was great. Take a moment, give it up for your spine. It is working hard for you, especially up in the neck area.
Yes.
A lot of head to hold up.
It is. And that was a good one. I was again easily distracted. Well done, Killian. It's also World Allergy Day. We know for those of us that suffer with allergies, we can't do without antihistamines during hay fever season. And so, yes, we definitely think about all those that suffer with allergies. As my eyes are doing some funky stuff this morning. Yeah.
It's been bad out there.
It has.
I did not grow up with allergies, but this last couple of years and this year especially, I don't know what is happening, but I sneezed like 12 times in a row yesterday. I couldn't even see straight. It's crazy. I know. So be careful out there, folks. I mean, definitely, it really affects your ability to get through the day. I mean, going in and outside, it's kind of like when you go in and out of air conditioning, right? You just kind of feel a little weird. Your body, if you're going in and out of the outdoors and indoors, you're going to, your face is going to react if you are suffering from these allergies that are out there right now. So just be thoughtful. If you find something good that helps, you know, take that and, you know, try to be able to, because I love being outside. I don't want to have to go inside because I'm sneezing. That's not fun.
No, it is not fun whatsoever. And yeah, that is, I agree with you. And it is, like you said, that going in and out. And, you know, this time of year, it's been very interesting because of the temperatures that we've been seeing. And we look at tomorrow, we're going to have highs in the high 70s, which is unheard of for October. And it just, yeah, that is insane to say the least. Emily, what else do you see on our calendar days that you wanted to mention? We'll get one more from you. And then we got to talk about our candy stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say, well, I'm going to mix these two up. So Global Cat Day, heck yeah. Love myself some cats. Also, National Feral Cat Day. I am a big fan of this. Feral cats are such interesting beings. I think that there's different levels of how feral they are. If they're like untouchable by humans, like they're straight up wild, or if they're kind of just strays that like have some feral behavior, but they're able to be kind of in the home and domesticated if they, you know, so we homed these kittens that got born underneath our porch that were definitely coming from feral mama. So they are not feral anymore. They are very spoiled and a little fat and wonderful and lazy and all the great things that cats become. So I think they're a little bit of both and I really appreciate them. They're turning three this month. Aww. They were born on October 3 years ago. So they're our Halloween kitties and they're fabulous. So anyways, feral cats, yep, they're out there. There's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to see them sometimes, just put a little food out and they'll show up on your porch, but they might not let you get anywhere near them. So happy Feral Cat Day. Happy Global Cat Day.
Indeed. And Killian, what's your last one for calendar days today?
World Food Day. I don't know a single person that doesn't like food. So this should apply to everyone.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm already hungry again. And so yesterday I did find lemon bars on National Lemon Bar Day. And so now, again, I'm already hungry. And yeah, I'm going to be finding something to snack on shortly. And I got some great things to pair it with this morning as well. It is also National Veterans Barbecue Day, and that falls on October 16th each year. It's a holiday meant for celebrating our local veterans in a pleasant, friendly way by cooking them some barbecue or taking them out for a barbecue meal. So we want to thank all of our veterans today. Celebrate them with National Veterans Barbecue Day. And I saw that one and just that one is near and dear to my heart. So thank you to all of our veterans and celebrate them with barbecue. We mentioned that it's World Food Day. Killian mentioned that. And Killian also shocked myself, Emily, and our listeners with that he prefers candy corn over Hershey's milk chocolate. Now, one of our listeners, Becky, says she would agree with Killian. She would prefer candy corn over milk chocolate. Sandy says, no, Hershey all the way. Another person says, ugh, neither. Give me Twizzlers. Do we want to say who that one is? Or, no, we're leaving that one alone. All right, Killian, we won't say who that one is. Now, we did have a listener, Alex, say candy corn over Hershey's chocolate is the worst thing he's ever heard, Killian.
I find that hard to believe.
Wow. So that's rough, man. Give the guy a break. He's in high school. He's got a chance to have his own opinion.
Well, you know, it's intern Killian. So, you know, he was in this morning. So we had to have a little fun with him. Now, this one's interesting. And I want to get Killian's thoughts on this one. One of our listeners says, warm up the Hershey bar and sprinkle the candy corn on it.
Yeah, when I heard that, I just wanted to throw up. That's just nasty. Yep. I sure hope we could all agree on that one.
Killian's put the challenge out there. Everyone agree with that one. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. You know, so that was an interesting one. So yeah, that was from our listeners this morning. And if anyone else has any final thoughts, you can text us and let us know. What's your thoughts? Are candy corn over Hershey milk chocolate? I mean, I like Hershey milk chocolate, but as you were mentioning, Killian, you and I were talking a little bit off air. Now, there's other ways to appreciate Hershey milk chocolate, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's like nasty entirely. Just by itself, it's gross. Like I definitely eat. I've had s'mores. S'mores are good.
S'mores are very good. Yeah. You know, s'mores are excellent. I mean, and that's something I think we could definitely get behind. Let me see. Another listener says, Tim says, any chocolate over candy corn.
Okay.
So again, you can. So, you know,
there's some strong feelings out there.
Yeah, there is definitely some strong feelings out there. I mean, it's very interesting to see. I mean, I like it, though, because it's one of those. I'm curious kind of what our listeners think. And I think maybe what we should do tomorrow, Emily, is just find out what our listeners think about candy corn in general. Or as we get closer to Halloween, I mean, this is interesting. We've had so much of the candy talk already, and we're 2 weeks away from Halloween yet. So, I mean, there's a little ways to go on that. So I find that very interesting, to say the least. So I also find it very interesting now as we're watching. This person just drove down the street on 3rd Avenue as the crane was swinging by, Killian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here comes. Oh, my goodness. That's not good.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah, I don't think I'd have been driving down there. In case you're curious for the visual for our listeners out there, the hook of the crane was going across the street, and we had somebody drive through. It looks like they're getting ready to hook onto the first cell tower, a coordinated effort. So that is very interesting watching 100 Block 3rd Avenue. We just had our listener said, you can save the Hershey's milk chocolate for s'mores, and you can add the candy corn to trail mix.
Yeah, okay, that's a great idea. I like that.
Okay, yeah. Well, that listener you may know, so it's also the one that prefers Twizzlers over those other two. So,
oh, well, that makes sense.
Okay, so yeah, and see, we're not naming that listener this morning to protect Killian's identity too this morning, or his own. I'm just checking to see if we got any more in. So we appreciate all our listeners, and thank you for texting in. We always have a lot of fun with this stuff, and I think, Emily, as we get closer to Halloween, remind me, we will look at talking about what people's thoughts are on candy corn in general, maybe on Halloween or something along those lines.
Yeah, I think that candy corn can definitely make an appearance in this conversation on the morning show, probably more than one more time between now and Halloween, because I mean, it's just kind of a famous part of Halloween, and it's got people got strong feelings about candy corn and what to do with it. Maybe I'm not a fan at all. I think it's gross, but I try to eat it because of like the traditional whatever about it. So if anyone has any ideas out there, like this trail mix thought about how to incorporate that into something fun for Halloween that can be tolerated, like, please let us know.
I'm kind of, I want to try the milk chocolate melted with candy corn. So I definitely want to try that one now. I am very intrigued by that one. So that is on my list of things to try now. I'm going to say that right now. I want to try it. I'm curious now.
I will try things. I will always try things. So
yeah,
whoever tries it first, I mean, all right, great. Reply to us and let us know. Or if one of the three of us gets it done, we'll have a conversation about it tomorrow.
All right.
It's on the list.
It most certainly is. Emily, thank you so much for being with us. Have fun with your going to the orchard today. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds like a plan. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day. I'll be hanging out with you until 11, Killian. I hope you have a great rest of the day. You got to go to school this morning. We don't want you late for classes.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to go to school.
Yeah, unfortunately, the life in the intern Killian's world, he does have to go to school. New local celebrity is also got to go to school still. So that is very important as well. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Brightstar Home Care delivers high-quality care, ranging from companion care to skilled nursing services, so that all their clients can experience dignity and an improved quality of life when they need it most. Clients choose Brightstar Home Care of Baraboo because every decision they make and every action they take is for the benefit of those who've been entrusted to their care. You can request a complimentary in-home assessment at brightstarcare.com or call 608-355-5015.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jewelers Edge in downtown Baraboo, inviting you to join us for our fall vintage and estate jewelry sale Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you love vintage and estate jewelry, don't miss this sale. Many pieces starting at just $300. Preview some of our stunning pieces by following us on Facebook and Instagram. The Jeweler's Edge Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale, October 17th and 18th at 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. See you soon.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions. Like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits. Maximum.
team. Living like a